I'm Matt Gilhooly, and this is The Life Shift, candid conversations about the pivotal moments that have changed lives forever. Hello, my friends. Welcome to a special bonus episode of the Life Shift podcast. And if you're listening to this on February 17th, it's my birthday. And if you're a listener of the show, you know that I like to share my feelings. So I figured today would be a good day to put out a little special bonus episode. In about 4 weeks, the Life Shift podcast will be 1 year old. I don't know if that's how you age podcasts, but it will be the 1 year anniversary of the first two episodes coming out. And next week, episode 50 is released. And I'm pretty close to hitting a pretty decent milestone of listeners, listens, and downloads of all the episodes that are out now. And I have a great group of supporters on the Patreon feed. In fact, as of right now, as I'm recording, we only need two more supporters to join before the next t-shirt giveaway. I do that giveaway every time five more people join, so there's always a chance to win one of the t-shirts that I've designed for the show. This journey has been one of the most fulfilling journeys I've ever been on. I certainly did not know what it would be when I started creating these episodes for that class in my master's program a year ago. But wow, thank you for all of you listening for this journey. Myself, I've learned many technical skills for the show because I do it all from the beginning to the end. So, you know, I learned how to edit audio and put the episodes together, video editing for the YouTube channel, creating a variety of assets for social media and for the guests, and in general, gained knowledge about the podcasting industry as a whole. But I'd say that the best skills that I've gained are active listening skills. For so long, I always felt that I was just sitting around waiting for the next silence so that I could say the next best thing. But with this show, I've really learned to let the conversations go where they need to go. I've learned to be curious and ask the questions that come to mind as they come. And if I had a great question and my guest is not finished talking, I let that question go. And if I've forgotten it by the time it's time for me to say something, that's okay, because that's not where the conversation was meant to go. My guests have been so receptive to this approach, and they are so generous to share their stories on my show and with the world and with all of you listening. Since the launch, somehow I've received over 100 ratings on Apple Podcasts and like nearly 90 written reviews. And so in this episode, I just wanted to shout out some of the wonderful people that have left these reviews. The most recent one, Jamie, says, "I've enjoyed this podcast and the many guest stories, thought-provoking and heartfelt experiences. It's made me examine my own life shifts and outcomes, and I can't wait for more." And Andrea Vall of the Late Starters Club podcast says, "I'm a new listener and loving this podcast. The stories people share really showcase perseverance, innovation, and creativity as people make huge changes in their lives. Love it and can't wait to keep listening. Huge fan." Nick LaPara of Let's Give a Damn podcast, which is a big deal, "Matt is a great question asker and authentic soul, and his guests are fantastic. Don't sleep on this podcast. Subscribe today." Olivia of the Fresh Story podcast, who I've gotten to know on Twitter, left me this review. "As the founder of a company who helps people through life changes, I'm always biased when it comes to podcasts about life changes, but this is the real deal. I love this podcast and learn something new in every episode. A great show." Thank you, Olivia. John Kelly, who actually is the host of Small Business Origins podcast and is the guest for episode 50, wrote, "Wow, the way I relate to Matt's story is heartbreaking. As someone who's been through so much in my life, these episodes resonate with me in a way that few can understand. You have to listen to this podcast and remind yourself, just like I do, that as bad as we have it sometimes, someone always has it worse. It can be an emotional listen, but you won't regret tuning in." John, thank you for that. I really appreciate it. Sarah, who I think based on the screen name of the reviewer, I think she was a guest early on in, I think, December, This podcast is a gift to anyone who has ever navigated a life shift and felt alone. It's easy to feel like we're the only one who's gone through the worst. Matt has a gift of sharing the stories of his guests and providing hope to those who listen. Another guest, Pamela, which her episode just came out recently, she wrote, "Matt has found his purpose." I agree. "And his passion shows. He has a comforting way of speaking to his guests, many of which have hardships or trauma to share, and it really comes across how safe they feel in this vulnerable space with Matt. All the stories of his guests have something relatable and thought-provoking within their stories. I highly recommend you listen to the trailer to hear Matt's own story and then start listening to others." Thank you, Pamela. My friend Marty wrote in way early in this journey, and he left a review saying, "In listening to in-depth, candid conversations with a wide range of guests, the listener is treated to real people examining real moments in their lives that changed everything. We all have shifts, big and small, throughout our lives. Each episode here shares pearls of wisdom and guidance through listening to how others took what happened to them and funneled it into a new direction, often with inspiring results. Highly recommend." Thank you, Marty. And the last one that I want to highlight is from Jackie Scully of the Teacher Story podcast. She was on my show and I was on her show, but I think she wrote this before either of those events happened. "Matt is such a great communicator. He has a way about him with making his guests feel at ease to then open up to share vulnerable stories about their greatest life shifts. I love the premise of the show, especially at a time of living in a pandemic. So many people are reflecting on their lives right now and how they want to live more authentically. This show is very relevant with the times. Matt shows so much strength and courage in episode 11, where he shares his intimate story. Awesome work, Matt. I can't wait to dive into more episodes." Super kind. Thank you. So, wow. That's all I can say about these reviews. There are so many nice things. There have been a few that weren't as nice, and that's okay, because that means that we're doing what we set out to do, and that there is a particular listener that wants to hear these stories, and not every podcast is for everyone. So thank you guys for leaving these reviews and for listening to the show every week. It's just really wonderful to know that my intention with this show kind of seems to be coming across. I set out that each episode would find the ears that needed to hear it the most. We all have our stories, but somehow, sometimes we feel so very alone in that particular experience. So I hope you find an episode that makes you feel validated and less alone in whatever you're going through, and that you find the inspiration to grow from your experiences, good, bad, or somewhere in between. And with that, I'm off to celebrate my birthday. Thank you guys for being fantastic listeners and sharing the show with people you know, and just listening every week. It really, really means a lot. And thank you for this fulfilling journey. We'll see you on Tuesday for the next episode of the Life Shift Podcast.